And you know what? It's a natural transition from Detroit Pistons to New England Patriots. And
from Allen Iverson to Wes Welker.
How are we doing?
There you go.
Good.
What's up, Wes? Long time no see.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on, man?
All right?
You been boycotting us or what?
No, I ain't been boycotting us.
No,
we had the Thursday game. You know, we usually do Fridays or whatnot.
You just didn't want to talk to us on Friday.
We were afraid it was that whole Halloween costume thing that we don't want to bring up.
I was hoping y'all had forgotten about it. So, you know, we gave a little week, a little buffer zone there. And
it's just one of those things you can never forget. But we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Well, you know, I don't.
Nah.
It doesn't really bother me.
I mean, they got...
nothing really to tell. You know.
Nothing to tell. Yeah. I'm telling you.
There's nothing to see here.
Yeah. I hope you're prepared tomorrow. We have it on good authority that when you get off the plane tomorrow, there's going to be red carpet for you. Your triumphant return to Miami. Is this exciting for you? Old hat since you went through it last year. How do you approach this game going into Dolphin Stadium?
Really just like any other game. You
really?
Know?
Seriously?
I mean, yeah, seriously. I mean, it's just, I don't know. There are, you know, still a few guys on the team that, you know, I played with and whatnot. But, you know, all around the league, there's always going to be guys that you played with on, you know, or anything like that. So, you know, just treat it like any other game. And, you know, my parents are down there. I saw my place down there. My parents are down there right now. So they're enjoying the warm weather and things like that. But as far as my preparation and all that stuff goes, I mean, it's pretty much the same as every other week.
Smart choice by your parents. Let's see, New England, 20 degrees,
25,
30 degrees versus right. Miami when it's probably, what, 75, 80?
Right, yeah, no, absolutely. They planned it out pretty well, you know, caught some early games up here and then decided, you know what, Miami would probably be a good one to go to, so.
A whole lot's been made up here since the first meeting between you guys and the Dolphins about the Patriots' defensive problems with what Miami had and the Wildcat and all that. Tell me what the Dolphins did defensively that gave you guys issues.
Well, they did a good job of getting, you know, pressure. And, you know, they got, you know, Joey Porter had like 4 sacks or whatever. And, you know, they did a good job of that and really just playing really physical. You know, they're the more physical football team that day. And you know, they really just kind of took it to us. There wasn't really any big elaborate scheme or anything. It was just them going out there and playing a lot better than we did. And, you know, so we got to make sure that we're coming out and strapping it up and getting ready to go.
Isn't it pretty unusual for any team to be more physical than you guys are in any individual game?
Well, I mean, you know, we try to go out there, you know, and make sure we're strapped up and ready to go. But, you know, they had it in their minds that they were really going to come after us last game. And you know, they did a great job of it. So, you know, we got to be prepared for that and make sure that, you know, we're coming out just as ready.
It was a tough loss, your last game here against the Jets. But talk to us about the growth of your quarterback. I mean, what we saw in week one was a completely different story, completely different guy than what we saw the last game. From your eyes, how has he progressed?
He's done a great job, you know. I mean, and you said it, you know, from week one to now, it's been a dramatic difference, and he's done a great job of really preparing himself and getting ready each and every week. And you know, the balls are a little quicker, you know, his reads are quicker, and it's just the whole experience thing and getting out there and really getting comfortable in the offense and understanding the coverages and the type of game that they're going to play.
I've never seen a team better at focusing on this week than you guys are. Whether it's week one or preseason or Super Bowl, your focus on this week is always spectacular. But is it also safe to say that this week is such an important game that if you guys don't do what you need to do, you could find yourself on the outside looking in come playoff time? I mean, this is a huge game for your team.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you get in divisional games, especially in a, you know, the tight division that we're in right now, it's, you know, it makes it tough. So you got to make sure that you're really just coming out and focusing in and you know, it's going to be a hard fought game. And we just got to make sure that, you know, we're bringing each and every play.
Oh, it's interesting to talk to you as a former Dolphin about playing in Miami, because for the Patriots, for a long time, they'd always talk about games in Miami and preparing because of the humidity, the heat. You played home games there, 8 games there a year. Was there a big difference for you preparing to play at home versus going to New England or Denver or Pittsburgh or anywhere else?
As far as the weather goes?
Just staying hydrated and just staying right. focused because of the heat.
Right. You know, I mean, I know early in the season I was in Miami, you know, it was definitely a big advantage, you know, as far as the heat. And, you know, you went through training camp down there and you're kind of used to it. And you know, I believe we had Denver come in 1 year and Denver was, you know, the altitude and everything. Everybody always thinks that, you know, but they got tired and they got to a point where they hardly had any DBs and had a linebacker on me whenever we'd go three wides and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that, you know, the heat does make a difference. You know, everybody's been hydrating and make sure they're staying on top of that and things. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't become an issue.
But in November, it's probably not as much of an issue as it would be
in
September.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be. But, you know, you still got to stay on top of it and make sure you're ready to go.
You go about half a mile north of here on Route 1, where the Stoneforge Foxborough is, and right across the street from Stoneforge is this gigantic billboard. And it is you. I mean, it is all Wes Welker and looking mean and jacked and this great big huge billboard. I think it's for Visa, I think.
Right.
It says Go Pats and everything.
Yeah.
Guys on the team give you a hard time seeing that great big old Wes Welker billboard.
It was actually the first type of deal that I've done that they haven't made fun of. They've actually been kind of jealous of it. They're like, man, it looks kind of sweet, you know. So they're up around Boston and things like that. So I mean, I've come a long way from the, you know, Bob's Discount Furniture commercials and things. So
those are some high quality. Those are high art commercials.
We try and do a little.
Your acting skills pretty good and.
Not really. I mean, you can't really screw up the picture, so yeah. You know.
No, on the billboard it looks great. I mean, you look mean, and you're obviously you've made a reception. You're making a run afterwards, and it's a very cool shot.
Yeah, no, it was. It's a cool one. So it's got my mean face on there, and
is that the only mean face you have? That one that I see on the billboard, is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Absolutely, except when, you know, spits flying from me and, you know, things like that.
We don't need
to
see that on a billboard. I mean, that's just a lot of information there. You know,
right.
The spittle and all that
stuff. That's true.
Now, is this part of a larger advertising campaign? Do you have radio spots and TV spots and internet stuff off of your Visa picture? I mean, is this a big Visa push?
I mean, that remains to be seen, you know. So,
okay, keeping the option, that's a good political answer.
I don't know. I think our deal with them is, you know, kind of what it is now, and then they can, you know, go on from here, and we can do other things or whatever. It's kind of like in the ball's in their court, basically.
Now, we've talked about your folks visiting and you driving on the shoulder of the road to try to scare them and stuff, but have they been here?
I wasn't trying to scare them. I was trying to get home.
And maybe shorten their visit some. It was the impression
I tell you,
the
traffic on 95 just gets...
It's crazy.
I mean, it's been terrible. I was like, I gotta find a different way.
Well, I was wondering if your folks have been here since the billboard went up. I could just see your mom and dad saying, look, our little boy's arrived.
Right. No, I don't think they have. No, they haven't. So.
Yeah, I just want to drive you by here. I just want to show you some
things. I don't normally go this way home,
yeah,
mom and dad. But
just show you some
who's that
right
kid
here?
In the helmet?
With the 8 and the 3 on his jersey. Who is
right,
that up
right.
there?
All right, it's the most important question I'll ask you all year. The most important question. Texas Tech or Oklahoma? It's a huge game.
Come on now.
It's a huge game now.
Yeah, you know what? This game scares me the most out of all of them. But,
and it should. I think I'm going to pick Oklahoma. I'm sorry. I mean, it's nothing personal, but I think Oklahoma.
You know, that's fine. I'll remember that.
We won't see him again.
Yeah, I'll see you in a month.
Harrell going to win the Heisman?
I mean, if we win this game, he's got a great shot, but... you know, I just want to win this game. I could care less if he wins the Heisman or not. But.
Then I saw the basketball team put 167 up last night.
No way.
Texas Tech
what?
Scored 167 last night.
We play a high school team?
Well, pretty much. Yeah, you
I
know.
I mean, but still, that's
unofficially,
still impressive.
Unofficially, yes.
That's still impressive.
Yeah, and other
teams. High school team or not.
And
know.
Other teams scored 115.
So who they played, you know?
I mean, East Central Oklahoma, I think it was.
Now, I'm from Oklahoma.
And that's you've never heard of East Central
that
Oklahoma.
That is a strong basketball program.
Oh, sure it is.
You've never
women's
heard of
women's basketball program.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, good luck this weekend. Have a safe trip down to Miami and back, and we'll see you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Wes. Thanks. Wes Welker joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.